All right, so welcome to our Practice Accelerator Mastermind for the month of March 2018. So as usual, I'd like to start with successes. So everybody share a success, and then we'll move to sharing, where you need help and what how I can support you. Allison said she'll be here. She's stuck in traffic, so she'll be here in about 10 minutes. All right, and everybody knows that Diane is moved on back to doing writing as opposed to doing her health coaching business. So she's not going to be joining us on calls anymore. And I haven't heard from staff, so I don't know. I think maybe because those reminders weren't going out in advance, she forgot about it. So I don't know. Did you get an hour before? I know Annette did because she was in the sequence proper. You were the only one with the right tags for everything.
Yay me.
Yay you. But I think Jane didn't have the right tags.
I got two.
You got two, right. You got an hour before and then you got 15. And you probably just got the 15.
Yes. I just got the 15.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I think I've been getting them all.
Did anything that went to everybody you were getting, but somehow they changed the way the sequence worked in Infusionsoft. So the people who were originals that weren't getting the calls anymore, just new people were getting them. So anyway, we fixed it. Doreen and I spent an hour on the phone looking at Infusionsoft tags and we're done. So good. So who wants to share a success? What?
I can share because I think or whoever.
Go ahead.
Did you want to go in?
Okay. It doesn't matter.
So, it's a success, and just I'm changing kind of the scope of my practice and what I'm doing, and I'm going into a new company, and going more in corporate. So being home by myself wasn't working for me very well, and I really needed to get out a little bit more. And I was approached by somebody to found a woman's executive recruiting and leadership company. So I am going to get a look at the corporate world, and eventually will be coaching in that arena. So I'm very, very excited about that and very energized about that.
That's great.
So that's my, I moved forward. I took the leap and, made a change. I've been in the health, exclusively health coaching for, oh gosh, a long time, since 2000 probably.
Yeah.
So 17, 18 years. So, and realizing this last year when I moved more into the transpersonal coaching, realized that, it was all kind of a training ground, to move forward and empower people. And the plus of it, which people, these coaches don't have, is the health part of it.
Right.
So I'm really excited about
that.
They've
been missing in that because these corporate people are just running themselves ragged into the ground and going after more health, more business coaching and more whatever coaching, and what they need is more an integrated approach. So I think it's great.
Yeah, it's exciting.
I'm glad to see that. And it's interesting for me to see who's energized. I'm energized by being at home. Like, I never have to get dressed and, and it's like this week Scott's away, so I'm probably going to have to go out and get groceries at some point in time or else go on a fast, But I just sometimes I'll go 2 weeks without driving my car. I go outdoors. I go out in the yard. I go running. That's to me. I go into the woods, but I don't like get in the car and drive away. I did the other night because Scott drove and we went out to dinner to take my son and his girlfriend because they were in town for spring break. So, but other than that, I'm like, I'm home and I don't mind it because I talk to a lot of people and I like having my own schedule. So, but other people like, I hear that from other people that they have to get out. Like, they have to get out and go to the coffee shop and bring their laptop to the coffee shop and work there so that there's people.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I have too many squirrel moments at home. Like, there's too much to do, in this vast house behind me. So, and I like doing things with my hands. Like, when I'm home, I want to be home. I want to paint. I want to prepare food. I want to, that kind of thing. It's kind of that domestic part of me. But this, I'm going into the corporate world, but I'm not on a corporate schedule.
Yeah, so I still, 9 to 8 every day.
Yeah, I have to make meetings and whatnot. No, I don't have a 9-to-5. We don't have an office. We're still working out of our house. So, but I get to go into the city, right? I get to go into New York and, you know, put on, you know, a nice outfit, you know, and I'm not in sweats. Like today I'm in sweats. So, it's just, it's nice just to, that's it.
Good for you. Yay. So Annette, you made a funny face and I'm just curious as to what the funny face was all about.
It was, I was thinking, I like working from home. You only have to look good from the waist up.
Yeah, that's right. I usually I'm in my pajama bottoms or my sweats and I put on, and yesterday I had the weirdest thing happen. My assistant, if I have interviews on these summits, she'll put it on the calendar and I said, you have to make the first word, whether it's audio or video, not at the end, right? Because if I'm looking at the calendar, I need to know, do I have to get dressed today? Right? I need to know it. And it said audio interview. So I clicked it right before it was going to start. And I see a Zoom link and I'm like, there's a Zoom link. Well, maybe she's just going to take the audio out of the Zoom. And so I clicked, it was too late for me to do anything. I clicked it and I'm in a top, a running top that was wide necked, hanging off my shoulders because it was all stretched out with my running bra sticking out. And they didn't even match. Like one was, they were different. They didn't even match, right? No makeup, no hair. The hair is like it is right now. Hadn't been combed yet. And I got on there. I said, is this really an interview? Like I was like worse than I am right now. And I said, is this really a video interview? She goes, yeah. And I'm like, okay, you got to give me 5 minutes. I got to go change. I had to go, you know, comb my hair. So, yeah, so I was a little bit annoyed.
Throw a scarf on.
Yeah, a scarf would have been good. Yeah, I didn't think about that because I'm not fashion conscious enough to know that that would have been a good approach.
Covered it all up.
Like
Mitch, you know, stomach up. That's, other than that, it can be whatever.
You can bear whatever you want, right? Or if you could just not bother and just put a scarf. Now I have a new technique. Thank
just
you.
Just keep one handy up there.
Keep one. I will. I keep one handy. It doesn't matter what it matches because they won't get to see what I'm wearing under.
That's right. They won't.
I like it. So, good. Okay.
Glad I could share that. Jane, I hope your weather's okay.
Oh, yeah. No, you're snowed in. Yeah.
Again.
Yeah, we're snowed in. We're expecting they're anywhere from 9 to 18 inches. We don't know yet.
Wow!
Holy cow!
Wow!
And you don't mind? Well, you lived even worse conditions.
Oh, I don't mind. It's great. Paul's home today. He didn't go into work. They closed down the bank. It's actually dangerous on the roads right now.
Oh yeah.
So we're hunkering down and making food. And I made some zucchini walnut hummus, and we're happy.
Ooh, that sounds good. Good. That's good. That's good to know because Annette and I are suffering today because it's down in the 70s. Had been.
I did make myself go out this morning. I braved the cold.
You braved the cold because it was 51 when I woke up.
Yeah, it was chilly.
Yeah, it was cold.
For us, it's chilly.
I'm waiting for like 4 p.m. when it's warm. Like we had a visitor over the weekend and he went out and ran first thing in the morning. It was pretty damp and drizzly and 52 degrees. And he said, well, when are you going to run? Are you waiting for, I said, oh, I'm waiting for like 4 o'clock when it's 80 degrees and sunny. And he's like, okay, you're kind of weird, but I'm like, yeah, that's what I do.
Once you live here. Once you've been here a couple years and your body shifts, you're toast, man.
It's bad. Yeah. My hands are actually cold today.
Yeah, my fingers are a little chilly.
Degree weather.
I have a blanket on my lap. There's a blanket.
I had one downstairs. I was sitting at the thing and I had a blanket. And last night I was sitting there with the blanket. I had to shut the windows. It's crazy. We get very spoiled. Yeah. Anyway,
I signed up. I'm in the process of signing up a client.
Yay.
Yeah. Not diabetes, but that's fine.
Okay.
But, you know, it's the sister of a friend and we've kind of been negotiating for a while. So that'll happen very soon.
Yay. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Yeah. Yeah. And I think the work we're going to do on Saturday is going to help you to like really get that stuff in motion. Cause yeah. I think that like Jane, right? If you don't, my weekends get like that. If I don't have it blocked out, then I'm going to work on something and I have to work on it because I have a deadline. It's just clean out this closet and, you know, do that. I'm very good about not doing that during the week, but on the weekends. So having that time set aside that we can write nurture emails, we can you know, create the text for the opt-ins and really get everybody going in the right direction is going to be helpful.
It's on the calendar. I'm looking forward to it.
Good.
Is it going to be recorded? I have to go to a funeral.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it'll all be recorded. Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. So who wants support and where do you want the support? What's going on?
Well, I need to get, I owe you an assignment that I'm behind on. So I need to, it's the outline for the tripwire. I just need to sit down and do it.
Okay. And if you don't get it done by Saturday, that's the first thing you're going to work on.
Okay. Good. Because my goal was to have it into at least before this call, but if not Saturday.
It would be good if you have it done before Saturday, because then we can review it and I can help you tweak it.
Right.
And yeah. Good.
All right. Cool.
Good. Yeah. It's those little pieces that, you know, and you can get away with not having them all done, but you have to work a lot harder. Like for me, I've got maybe two things that have tripwires. The rest don't. None of them have nurture sequences. I could be working a lot less hard doing launches if I would just spend the 6 hours or so it's going to take me to write all those nurture sequence emails. And we'll talk on Saturday about the structure and the idea and how to move from one phase of it to another so people don't feel inundated, but you're also not just saying, hey, I have some good more free stuff for you. Hey, I have some more free stuff for you. Hey, I have some more free stuff for you. And then they go buy somebody else's stuff because they need something more in depth and you're not offering them anything. So that's the stuff we want to avoid, right? So we'll talk about that Saturday. Good. All right. What else? Do you need help with it? Do you want to run it by what you have so far?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, because said one little thing and, you know.
I just wanted to make sure you were still.
Okay. Yeah. No, we're on track. What do you need? How can we support you with it?
I just need to block the time. Because it's here and it's in my notes from when I was with you. Yeah. So it's just blocking out the time to do it. And I should be able to spend time on it this afternoon and this evening.
Okay, you should or you will?
I will.
Okay.
The only other thing I have to do today is I signed up for the Great Plains Toxic Mastery course.
Ooh.
Because I'm a glutton. I have to
get it on.
I know.
Good old FOMO sets in.
But it's toxicity. It's multiple chemical sensitivity.
No, it makes sense.
Yeah. So they dangled the carrot and I took it. So that's the only other thing I have to do today.
Okay. So what time is that?
6:30 tonight.
6:30 tonight. Okay, so we'll finish here around, 1:15, 1:30. So you have between.
And then after.
6 hours. And then after if you need to work on that. Good. Yeah, because the more you bring, the more I can pull it apart. I don't mean to say it that way, but.
No, I understand.
Like, I love that when I go to a mastermind and I go with something and they like pull it apart and say, change this, move this. And I'm yeah, that's what I like.
Yeah, more brains are better. Yeah.
Yeah, right. And knowing what people respond to and, what they don't respond to and the wordiness and all that. So good.
So that's my thing I have to do right now.
So is there anything we could support you in doing that? Do you want to run by some of your ideas? And
I'm going to work on, talking about how the medical insulin, there are some side effects from that. It's not just good. Why we need to do as low a dose as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And then, go into what happens as the blood sugar goes up and it stays up. Like when you said the other day at 100, it affects beta cells. It was like, oh, I can use that on my kids. I'm so excited. So I just need to take that time and get that. Those pieces done.
This is going to be remind me, is this going to be a video? Like the tripwire is going to be a video. It's going to be a booklet. What is it going to be?
Doing a booklet.
Okay.
Because the booklet was going to be the healthy snacks.
The snacks, right. And then you're going to go to, and then a little video to tell them, hey, some of these snacks and you guys are having this roller coaster up and down, boom, boom, boom. Here's what's happening when that happens. So I think a video to get them to get the tripwire, right? Just a little hint of it. And then the tripwire is, remind me again, what is it?
It was the healthier snacks.
The tripwire is that you're charging them for the healthier snacks. Got it. And so what's the freebie again is?
But I can't just go, here's a list of healthier snacks and I'm charging you $7. I mean, I have to put.
No, you want to have. Yeah. Well, so here's what I would think. Okay. So you have your lead gen, that's free. And that's what, remind me again.
It was my first assignment. It was the support, you know, like 9 things.
That's right. Yeah. So you have that.
Not gone over that one yet because it was before NTA. I'll resend it. It's fine.
Resend it. I'll go over that and we'll make sure I do that before Saturday. So you go through that and then that naturally leads to the, okay, here, you just signed up to get this. Now before the link is down below or the link is going to be in an email, whichever you feel more comfortable saying. And then it's, by the way, did you know that like every time you're having to bring your kids sugar back up, it's because you gave them too much insulin and there's all kinds of damages and stuff, just as an example. And you give them a real short, like this is a 2-minute video or whatever that just is. And it's super important that I think, you learn how to keep those levels from up and down because of the dangers. And then I have this set of snacks and then you can go into more detail with them if you want to in the book. Right. Talking about the ups and downs, but get them excited about it with a little video then and there.
And I did, I probably should have said this before. I spoke to, Lynette's group.
Ah, yeah.
And I did, a PowerPoint on diabetes. So I can, it's like an hour long. So there's a basis for even a module of the program.
Mm-hmm.
When we get there. So that's, I kind of have one of those done now.
That's great. Yeah, that's super. Yeah, super, super.
Modules.
So as you're going through this, putting this together, you have it all in your head. Think about what you want to say in that 2-minute video to get them excited to want more, right? Okay. This is some of the stuff that happens when they go high. This is what's happening when they go low and you have to give them more and they're going high again, right? Because usually you don't get it right. And you overdo it and they're just like boom, 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 boom. And that's causing damage. And these are your little kids, like appeal to the emotion. These are your kids. This isn't a 65-year-old who, you know, maybe has 40 years left to go. This is your kid who has their whole life ahead of them. And do you want them having the peripheral neuropathies that happen whenever it goes above 100? Do you want them having the risk of the retinopathies and blindness? These are your kids. I mean, I would be real emotional. These are your kids. What do you want for your kids, right? They have this disease. Let's make the best of it.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And don't be afraid to get emotional and really, you know, touch it because you have your story, right? You don't want to land like I did. Wondering if my kid was going to come out of that coma. Yeah. 4 days wondering, am I going to see her? I'm starting to cry just saying this, right? Wondering if, am I going to see this kid again?
Yeah.
I don't want you to have to go through that. Here's how you do. And this is what we've been doing. We've been keeping her steady ever since. Here's what I've discovered in working with her. Like constantly, you know, that heartstring, because they don't want that for their kid and they're not thinking that. And I went through it. And I don't want that for you. And this is what I learned from it. Okay. That sets you up as you're vulnerable, right? That vulnerability that you're just like them. I'm just like you. And here's what I learned from it. And now I've got that and I've been studying and I've been, you know, and I can help you.
Okay.
So you don't have to go through what I went through.
She's going to come with me to Shine this year. So you'll get to meet her.
Oh, great. I'm so excited. Yay. Yay. Yeah. The hero. Is she okay with you telling your story?
She knows I do. She knows.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Yeah. Thank you. I think it can be amazingly effective, especially if you're saying, hey, this is $7, right? It's like a cup of Starbucks.
Yeah. Their parents are diabetics. They're not sleeping. They're at Starbucks.
They're there.
Yeah. They're there.
Exactly.
They've got the cards and they're there. And
yeah. So $7, nobody thinks twice.
No big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Not cool. So, and pointing out that, you know, our alarms just don't go off that much anymore, you know,
mm-hmm.
because she's got it.
Yes.
Hey, Allison.
Patty Repko.
Patty.
She's Patty today. Hi, Patty. Your thing.
Oh, so I see. Okay. I'll change that.
Yeah. So you're a long stone. I don't hear the beep beeps anymore. You know, it's like we're pretty cool here. Right. Yeah. And every now and then she's on her own because she's 24 and what do you have? 22, 24.
24 now.
24. Yeah. And she gets to make some bad choices on her own, but she's learning. No, you've got these kids in your care. These are little kids. They don't get to go out to Starbucks on their own. They don't get to go out to McDonald's. They don't get to do it on their own. You get to control it. And even if you can control it all the way up until they're out on their own, you've made a great dent. Let's get this going together.
Okay. All right.
You got it.
Thank you.
Hopefully you'll get the replay of this in time. All right. So we're going to, Patty, Dr. Allie, share a success, and then we're going to go to Jane and then you for a, you know, where you need help. So go for it.
Okay. So today, last week, I managed to sell a starter package, which is £997, reduced to £750 if they buy on the day. She paid on the day. And had her first appointment this morning. And what was different was that I plucked up the courage to do what I've always wanted to do, which was to start, because she'd had trouble parking, I arrived late because of traffic, to start the appointment with a guided visualization. And it was so powerful that when I said, and when you're ready, you can take a deep breath, rub your hands together and open your eyes. And she stayed in the visualization for a good 5 or 10 minutes after I said that, which just shows how powerful it was. When she came to, she had a big grin on her face because I was getting her to visualize her perfect health.
Nice.
And so that was a really good reinforcement for go with my intuition, let go of the must get on and do the general practice thing, because in my GP practice, I've got 10 minutes to do everything. And so I'm leaping straight into, well, what's the problem? What have you done already? This is the solution, you know, and that worked really well. So that's my celebration.
All right. I'm so glad for that. For number one, the income and the having a new client and having the potential for that, but also that recognition and that reinforcement that you got to trust that intuition. You're very intuitive. You're very, you know, in touch with energy, and don't be afraid to let it hang out. So congratulations. Yay. All right. So Jane.
Okay. I have a couple of things. So I am, and I don't know if you would know this in particular, but what I'm looking for right now is a free CRM. And that not only tracks contacts, but also I can track like leads and deals and that kind of thing. Free. So I'm not looking for something that we've had in the past. So I was wondering if you ever had looked at HubSpot. Do you know about that at all?
I don't. No.
No? Okay. All right.
Like free up to a certain number of contacts. Is that how it works?
Yeah, but it's a lot of contacts. And it's free, and they have several different packages. They have a marketing piece. They have all the other, it's something that I want to be able to grow into or be able to transfer over when we get to the point where I'm actually doing marketing campaigns, because we're not there yet.
Yeah.
Cause we're building our database. And then also at some point in the future, you know, classroom and whatnot. So I was just kind of asking to see, because there's a lot of freebies, but it looks like HubSpot tends to be a little bit more comprehensive. And I was just wondering if you knew about it and if it was too complicated to use. I want something really easy.
Wow. Well, you know, I wouldn't worry about the complicated, because you figured out how to do all that stuff in ClickFunnels. So you don't need the like really core basic, like I don't know how to do anything on IT to do this, right? I know that things like, what's that monkey one, Chimp, MailChimp, and Eye Contact, they have a very small number of freebie things before you get into.
Yeah, they don't have, though, they don't have the tracking.
No, they don't.
No.
They don't. Build and modify, I'm looking at it right now, publish content that actually gets read, convert more visitors into qualified leads. see for yourself. You can schedule. Did you schedule a free demo?
You know, I've been trying to, and they're not getting back to me, so I have to try again. So I was just kind of curious as to whether you knew.
No, I don't. I mean, I know that's always a red flag for me when I'm trying to buy something and they don't get back to me. So I would, you know, just keep that in the back of your mind. But
it has a phone number,
855, and then it has a form where you can fill both and see. I mean,
they have three different free products there. So that's going on. So yeah, that's my next step. I just kind of want to
see. Yeah, I don't know anything about it, but I know that the other free stuff is pretty darn limited for what you're talking about. It's just like, here's a database. Some of them don't even have a decent autoresponder or tagging system and whatnot. So
So yeah, my business partner who, you know, she goes, I want to go free at the beginning. I'm like, okay, fine. That's fine. I'll make it work. You know, even if I have to do a spreadsheet, I'll make it work. So I was also, you know, so listening to you and, you know, tapping into your intuition as I move into the corporate arena, what I can already see the challenge in this is that women are wanting this, women executives are wanting this, but there are those women out there that are more on the, they've trained themselves to live in the man's world, right? And so they've taken on those traits. So it's that retraining of being able just to get them to stop in their in their tracks and look at something a little differently. And this is the learning curve I have even with my business partner, because she's very much like that.
Very much like that, yeah.
Very much like that. And so she's not seeing the benefit yet of bringing this type of coaching style into the corporate setting. She just can't tangibly feel it. But then again, I can't see her side, right? You know, when it comes to the recruiting part and what she's doing too. So it's an interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting. And I think the best way for people to know is to experience it, right? So when I would, you know, all the stuff you learned from Laura about that listening and validating and all that, and you just naturally do that with her. And then you stop and you go, oh, by the way, well, that conversation we just had, that was what I'm talking about with this kind of coaching. And she goes, oh, well, that's just active listening. That's just that felt really good. Right. So that's what I would do. Just have her experience it, because it can shift. I mean, Scott, who's been working with Laura, you know, he loves his appointments with Laura. He goes down and visits her once a month, and he's talking to his friends the other day about his little bowl that he has, you know, and the vibration. Mm-hmm. He goes, oh yeah, this is so awesome. And I put it against my body and I can feel it balancing my chakras. I practically on the floor, right? This is this guy who's just not been into any of this stuff. And he's going, I feel it balancing my chakras. And he said this to his guy friends, three of them, who he's known since he's little, and they go on these hikes and stuff together. So I was like, it shifts, right? He gets it now, right? When I first said to him, like, oh, he's like, ah. And then when he experienced it, like what it feels like to actually feel validated and feel heard and know that he doesn't have to take that everything to be, it's all about me. And that's what executive women do, right? They take on this, I got to be strong. I've got to show this strong front. I cannot show that I have emotions on this, right? And that's what you're dealing with, right? Because they get hardened and they get guy-like.
Yeah, they do. And the other piece of it is too, is that on the other side of it, the emotions do get in the way. So where there are a lot, and I think that's why, I think that's possibly part of the reason why there's not as many at the executive level, is because, you know, either they're too aggressive trying to act like the man, or they're too emotional. And it's just turning, you know, the men don't know how to deal with it, right?
Right. Moving, exactly.
You know, it's like, how do we integrate this? This is unusual. This is not the standard of practice. It was just, you know, me and my buddy over here for a long time.
Right.
So, but there's so much awareness of it now that it's the perfect time to actually tap into this market. Mm-hmm. I'll get your feedback on this, because I'm actually in charge of the marketing. So my business partner actually did my cleanses. And so she loved the marketing that came out of it, which is why she wanted me to come on. And so one of the things that, as we go through this business, the first of it is really executive recruiting, right? Which really doesn't have anything to do with health, right?
Right.
So, but it's me getting in, stepping into a market that I have never been in before and getting back kind of in that corporate, you know, mindset and learning the ins and outs. And then coming down the line, there's an application piece that she wants to do as far as an assessment. So it'll assess kind of a 360 degree assessment of not only their skill set, but also their behavioral patterns and do they fit within the organization. So right. We all have tie into that. And the last piece of it is my, you know, my heartbeat, which is the coaching piece of it mm-hmm. and integrating it in. And when we first started, we were looking at, you know, how do we, you know, we wanted our passionate project, you know, to be in it at the beginning.
Yeah.
And so we were doing this battle thing, you know, what's it look like? And at the very beginning, I said, you know what? I can't market a technology that hasn't been developed. I said, it's going to muddy our water. I think we just need to focus in on, you know, what it is we know how to do and we can deliver right now, figure out the pain point, you know, tap into it and deliver, you know, express it well and then deliver it. Mm-hmm. So it's been this, so I have to say that, you know, all this experience, you know, the marketing experience and learning this and, you know, working it through the health coaching, that's how it's coming out in this current position. So I wanted to really pull in, you know, an added value and add coaching to the executives that we place. But she's not comfortable yet because she hasn't experienced that piece of it. And I can see her viewpoint too, is that it might, you know, muddy the water going out. So we're going to do it one step at a time. And I think it'll give us the opportunity, and you can give me your feedback. It'll give us the opportunity then to introduce a new product down on the line, you know, because, you know, people are so fickle, right? They want something new all the time. So as we add, you know, the technology, we can introduce the technology. As I have, you know, the template and she's feeling comfortable with the coaching model, I can introduce the coaching model. You know, and we can sell it as packages and separate.
Before they get into their position or coaching them once they're in their position?
Well, there's several different ways to right. do this. So the very first one was I want to do is I want to coach those people that we place. So our model is a little bit different in that we're charging a fee just like every recruiter would, but we're extending their payment period over 12 to 24 months. And we're saying, hey, we have a partnership with you. We want to make sure that this is a perfect match and we're going to stick by your side. We're not going to disappear, which recruiters do.
Yeah.
And part of that would be the first part is, well, what are we going to do in that 12 to 24 months? And that is, you know, we're going to go in and offer, you know, one-on-one coaching support. So that's one of them. Another aspect is how do we help these women that are trying to get to that level, that executive level, and get accomplished, or even just live in their passion, right, in their work. And that's a whole nother category that we're not placing, but an opportunity to come in and coach within a corporation, you know, a women team. And then the third part of it is coaching women that are trying to get a new job, right? And how to hone their skills, how to hone their resume, you know, how to live their passion. Are they looking for the right job, right? And in all of this, what's really exciting is that where the conversation always goes when they ask me what my experience is, where all of ours goes, and it goes to the health.
That's right.
It goes to, oh, I don't know how to manage my day. Right. You know, I don't have to know how to get out of fight or flight. Yeah. I could lose some weight. I, you know, and it goes into those pieces, which I can totally integrate in all of this.
Yeah, absolutely. Right there. If they're like, oh, but I'm, you know, I want to go get this high end job, but look at me, I'm kind of, you know, and I'm exhausted already. And those are great ways to do it. And if you do an appropriate questionnaire at the beginning with them, right? Not just what job are you looking for? What are your skills? What are your jobs that you've done before? You start to ask that. How's your energy throughout the day? How do you, you know, are they, and you start to ask that and you go, look, you know, how do you feel? If you really want to go through this process of becoming an executive, there's going to be some things that would be helpful for you.
That's a great idea to integrate, you know, the health piece of it in the questionnaire, because I have it down, you know, to do a survey, and I, you know, that's a great idea to put in, how is your energy level?
Yeah.
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 Are there things you wish, are there ways you wish your body would respond better? Do you tend to get that brain fog at 4 in the afternoon, which is so common among everybody, right? Oh yeah, everybody doesn't. Everybody, that's what people say. Yeah, I'm fine. It's just, you know, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Of course, you know, my energy dips just like everybody else, right? It's before dinner, and I'm like, well, that's not normal, right? So they know that. And how would you like to be able to get through that whole day and still be on, even if you have to work late and it's 7 o'clock at night and you wish you were home, that you still can keep going,
right?
Without impacting your body.
Perfect. Yeah, that's great. That'll be definitely the whole, I'm developing questions right now.
Yeah.
You know, as a kind of a quantitative, you know, collecting the information, how do they feel before? How do they feel after?
Yeah.
So yeah. Measurable.
Measurable, right?
Measurable. Yeah,
really making it measurable. And I would incorporate, even in that initial recruiting thing, you know, if you're like every, like other people in these high visibility jobs or high, pressure jobs, your levels of cortisol, that's a stress hormone, are just like, bleh! And you know what that does, it increases your waistline, it fogs your brain, you know, so you teach them some of that stuff, just as if you want to be on your best for going out and getting these interviews, here's a couple of things I might recommend that you do on the, you know, the days before, you know, just kind of even making it a kind of a band-aid. Yeah, like you give it to them as a band-aid. Oh, and you're preparing for it. Here's what I would do a few days before. Here's what I would do during. Make sure you're hydrated. Like you can coach them on that. And then that could lead to, well, wow, I felt great that day. The interview, how do I keep this going?
Right, right. Perfect. Yeah. That helps. So, yeah.
Yay. Good. Well, congratulations. I'm excited for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Allison.
Hi, great to see you, Jane and Annette. Wonderful. So I haven't got my book with me, but I've just had a meeting with, so, you know, as you know, I think of too many things. And one of the things that I'm doing, because the time is right and because I've got a business partner who is already a corporate business coach, is we're doing a retreat for doctors to help them to think laterally about escaping from the NHS and the medical establishment, introducing them to functional medicine and to nutritional supplements, but also introducing them to a vision. So interestingly, Lee is, she's a business coach who does introduce the spiritual healing. She used to be a psychologist. And so she has that background, and so she does introduce the spiritual side into things. So that's really exciting, and I've had a meeting with her today about that. We're aiming at a retreat in South Africa, which is an adventure, so it's helping people to see the adventure, to see their life going forward as an adventure rather than the stalemate that they've got themselves into. Wow. Within the medical establishment and in the UK, our NHS. So it's going to include safaris, but also an adventure into their soul. And so they can really see a vision for where they're going. So we're going to help them to really develop that vitality. Part of the system will include adrenal assessment, whether they do it within the retreat or actually as part of the mastermind group that we'll upsell to from the retreat. Mm-hmm. So they'll get to know where they get a handle on where they are using a burnout questionnaire, but also using adrenal stress tests. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the things that's coming out now, because at the moment in the UK, there's a complete hoo-ha in medicine. There was a doctor who was struck off permanently from the GMC because a child died mainly due to institutional problems with the workload. And she worked 16 or 18 hours in a row. But she was convicted of something called negligent manslaughter or something.
Ooh.
And it just puts into question why anybody would want to be a GP full stop, or no, a doctor, if
in dealing with the day-to-day risks that are inherent in the job, they're going to risk not only losing their career, but even risk going to prison, just because no system is perfect. So there's all this hoo-ha. And once I heard that you could be a doctor and be outside the GMC, which was 2006 or something, or 2008. No, I'd already started with Eastern then. So about 2010, I realized that this was something to aspire to. I mean, I've kept the functional medicine practice and bioidentical hormones as part of my vision, but I've always had this thought that if necessary, I can make a living from my network marketing company and not be GMC registered. And I'm now seeing that other doctors are looking for this as well. So I'm looking to develop a marketing funnel along that. So that's exciting. And I'm seeing, along with Jane, I've got 4 new preferred customers for my supplements today, but they're all going for the lower level supplements rather than the ones I recommend. And I'm just feeling I need to be talking to people. I mean, partly it's because I've not had a strategy session with them and helped them to see the vision for actually looking after their body properly. Mm-hmm. And I do appreciate that. So in terms of what I'd like help with right now, the financial situation is completely dire. It's worse than it's ever been before. My last 2 payments for my medical insurance have bounced. So both payments were going through on Monday. So I've got to find $1,700 for that. And I've got a buy-to-let property, which is part of my investment plan, which has cost me. Buy-to-let property. So
what is that?
So you buy it and let it out, and the rent pays the mortgage. I've had that since 2008. When the property crash came and there was a leak in it the weekend before last, and the bill for that's going to be £7,000 and I wasn't insured. So I've got to get the confidence at the same time as my confidence is plummeting. I've got to get the confidence to do something that's going to create income. And, the people I'm talking to at the moment are still wanting to invest at a lower level. So I'm thinking, one of the things about this appointment this morning was, after this lovely guided visualization, I've got a personal health plan, which they can fill in, which includes some information about my recommendations for diet, for exercise, for hydration. But I went from the lovely visualization and calmness into, well, you can fill this in your own time, and here's some things. And I went into telling mode, which just was so wrong. And I tried to put 6 months of stuff into her in an hour. And then we got to the listening mode. I had a strategy session with her before, so I knew that what some of her problems were, tiredness and migraines and things like that. And she was feeling that there was a thyroid issue, and the NHS test hadn't shown anything. So I was thinking afterwards, I went and had coffee and reflected on this. The visualization was brilliant. The telling was in the wrong place. I needed to do the listening so she felt heard. I needed to slow down. And if the telling takes 6 months, well, that's great. It shows her at her follow-up appointment that she still needs to work with me, because it's too confusing to try and do it all in 2 appointments. And so it's all a continuum of learning, as you know yourself.
It is. And I think what's happening here, what I'm seeing is happening here, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you're used to this 9-minute appointment, 10-minute appointment, and you have to get as much in as possible. They're only going to be able to come back in a month. So you're trying to give them as much as possible. And then when you get into this mode of they don't want to pay for the full service, the 6-month, you know, the higher price thing, they only want to pay for this lower price, you want to give them the same value as if they paid for the high price, right? So you're not practiced at creating that desire. right? So you do this visualization, you talk then about, wow, you know, if you want to talk, how that feeling is just, the feeling you're having right now is just like, it's just creating this chemical soup in your body that's so healing and so soothing and can be so effective with your thyroid, because you've heard her speak, throw back some of her language about the problems, and then get into, you know, a piece, right? What, when, as I went through your history and as we went through this, what I see is the biggest piece that's going to move the needle the most is, and let's talk about how you can implement that, right? And remember, we talked about this on a, I think we did it on a private call, was to sit with, if you're going to take somebody through a hormone balancing protocol, you're going to take them from exhausted and stressed out and out of balance to in balance. What are those steps you're going to take them through, right? What are they, right? Look at their fats, right? You have to balance their fats. Look at their hydration. Have them have a stress management piece. Like pieces, all those pieces, make your list. Just have it, it could be a handwritten list. It doesn't have to be anything fancy. Just make your handwritten list. And then as you work with that person, you go, okay, these are the things that we need to do. And here's what I want to help you with first. And just give it, if you've got a half an hour to work with them or an hour to work with them, you give them what fits in an hour, not what they wish and you wish could fit in an hour. Because if you try to cram it all in, they walk away and they're thoroughly confused. And they're like, I don't know about this. They'll finish up their introductory session and then they'll move on. Whereas if you also always are leaving them with, and next time, we're going to work on this. We talked about today hydration and we talked about the stress thing. I want you to really work on, here's a visualization that you can work on for yourself. Do you like how you feel right now? Right? Of course she's smiling and grinning ear to ear. She's going to say, yeah, I love it. Would you like to feel this way every day? Yeah. Okay. I'm going to give you a process that you can do at home in 5 minutes or less so that you can feel this way every day. How does that sound? Like always going back and asking those questions. How does this sound? And then you give them a piece. And on top of that, I'm thinking, it looks like you're dehydrated. And there's no way we can get your hormones balanced if you don't have enough hydration. That might not be her case. But if it is, you throw it in there. You know, and you give them one thing to do in that nutrition aspect. And you work on that stress piece and the attitude piece. And you feel okay with that. Where we're going with this is, I don't want to give you too much, right? Can you handle one more thing? Right? Can you handle one more? Some of them say, no, I'm really good right now. Right? And then you know, like, holy cow, I was just going to give them 27 more. I'm glad I asked. Right? Here's one thing you could do right away. Do you understand it? Do you understand how to do it? Okay. Can you handle one more? Or is that good for now? No, that's good for now. Right? And then, okay, great. Our next appointment is. And so when you get through this starter pack, right, you do what you promised to do during the starter pack. And then always a starter pack should always include the reassessment piece, right? Because that's where, okay, so when you started, you were here and now you're here and here's where you want to go. So here's what I recommend for the future. Like you're going to really have to work on your fatty acid balance. You're going to have to work on some of the sleep, whatever it is that's left, right? But you're not going to give it to them and say, okay, here it is, do it, right? You know, and here's how we can work together for me to support you in getting that. And then you offer them your next level program. But they're feeling loved and nurtured and supported and not overwhelmed. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's a combination for you of the NHS, you got to get it all in 9 minutes, and your super fast moving mind with all kinds of ideas, right? And you want to help. Okay, they only paid me £1,000 for this program and I offered them this much, but they need this. So we're just going to squeeze it all in, right? Yeah,
yeah,
go ahead. Jane?
No, I just want to say, I mean, I think, Ellie, you got your answer when you started that one client session in just grounding. In meditation, and look what you ended up with. I mean, I think that right there, that is your skill and your gift to your client. If it were just that alone, that could possibly even be enough.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's okay to keep working on the same thing. Like Tony says it all the time. She says, okay, when we sit down, okay, last time our to-do was drinking water. How much water are you drinking? About 3 cups a day. Great. Let's talk about this again. What you need is, and this is why you need it, and this is how it's going to help you. Great. Your to-do list for today? Let's get you on the water. She said, I'll just keep working on the water till they get it. Because I can't go further. Yeah, you can't balance a dehydrated body, right? You can't balance a stressed out body. So you start it all at the beginning. You can end with that visualization. So you want them to always walk away feeling good. So even if you've crammed in some stuff they don't like in the middle, like you're going to have to, you know, look at your gluten intake and let's get rid of it, right? But then you finish with this guided visualization of that beautiful health that they envision. Like if they're, you know, they're wanting to go on a cruise with their husband, you're back to bringing them on the cruise. If they want to climb a mountain, if they want to, you know, start playing the piano again, whatever it is that they say they want most, every session can start and end with that. And then in between gets to be, you know, the to-do stuff.
Yeah, it's about the success. I like how, you know, you said that too, is you want them to leave feeling good, but you also want them to come into a meeting feeling good that they've actually successfully completed something, right? And they can report back, oh yeah, I did this.
Right. And think about yourself too here, because, you know, when we have our calls and I'm like, okay, Allie, that's too many things. Okay, let's cut it down. Let's cut it down. You still come back next time with the, I only did this. I didn't get the other 17. Oh, let's just celebrate that you did this, right? You're putting too much on yourself. And if you put too much on them, they're like, they feel like a failure. What Jane said is so true, right? They just don't feel like they're embarrassed to tell you how little they did. But if all you did was ask them to drink and measure out their bottles of water and get the little jars, I give them concrete things to do. I want you to get 3 of these jars and I want you to put them around and have it at your office or whatever and make sure you drink them all before the end of the day. And if all that's all they're aspiring to do and they do it, they feel great. Yeah. So I think you're on the right track. So talk to me about what you're feeling right now.
I'm feeling great. I think that's a great idea to do the visualization at the end as well as at the beginning. I hadn't thought of that. And definitely to put less in, because then there's more of an upsell at the end of the day.
Exactly. You know? And they can be successful, right? That's why you give them one and you say, can you handle one more? Would you like one more? Are you good with this one? Yeah. Great. Let's go and do our visualization. Now you're going to do this water, and I want you to visualize that water swirling through your body and carrying the nutrients to where they need to go and getting the hormone receptors just opened up to collecting these hormones. Like, always tie that visualization that you're leaving them with, that action that you gave them to do, with the result they want. And then they're like, oh.
And they're buying you. Like, they just want to be with you.
Yeah. Yep. You got to understand that your presence alone is healing.
Yeah.
Right? Just that presence is a healing energy. And it's soothing and it's calming. But if you allow yourself to get into your mind and blah, 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 they're not going to feel your healing energy.
Right.
And even if you don't, you know, throw out the words chakras and spiritual healing, there's some people don't want to hear that, but you can do it to them anyway. Right. They don't have to respond with the language, but you have to be present and centered. Access your guides. Right. At the beginning of everything, you do that, right. You have your guides, right. Your spiritual guides, call upon them at the beginning of your session. And even before you go into a session, it's setting the intention of, I want to be 100% present with this person. And I want to be able to just feel into what the best thing to say or do at the moment is. When you can do that, holy cow, things come out of your mouth that you just like, where the hell did that come from? Yeah. I like it. Hope I recorded that. Right? Because it just comes to you, right? You feel into what they need at the moment.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I look at myself as a cheerleader. You know, it's about, you know, instilling hope. Like, you've got this. You can do this. And that's kind of sometimes all they want to hear.
Yeah.
And have that sense of encouragement.
Yeah.
And, you know, knowing that it is possible. Yeah. They just need to hear that.
That's right. That's right. We get people in our programs, right? They're in there for this, you know, they're going to do this. They're going to get ready. They're going to do a metabolic reset, whatever. And it's like day two and they're freaking out. You've seen it in this chat. They're freaking out because their blood sugar went up after they ate their meal. Great. Great. That's what you're here for. You're in the right place. You just confirmed it, right? You didn't even start the reset yet. Let's just jot it down. Great. You know, you have to just constantly reinforce them. It's a process. It's not an overnight thing. It's not like take this pill and this pill just like dampens all your physiologic responses so you don't feel anything and now you feel better temporarily, right? It's not like that. Not like that. Although sometimes a chaga mushroom elixir can do that to me, but, but just saying. And then you can offer those like as an extra. Look, we're working on building your energy, but here's a little drink you can start doing in the morning to just, you know, get you going much better than coffee or whatever. So you give them the tools, but you mix it in with that holding them. Like think of yourself as a mama holding that baby. Yeah, you can do it. Okay, I'm going to put you down now. You're going to take that first step. You can do this. You can do this. I know yesterday you smashed your nose, but today it's going to work. And then they do it. And they keep going back because you're there to love them and support them when they're babies. Like we do the same thing. Wow, that's great. You made it 3 days without gluten. Awesome. I'm so excited for you. Mm-hmm. You don't want them to feel like, oh God, I can't tell her this. She's going to judge me. Stay in your heart the whole time. Even when you're giving them left brain advice, stay here. Just stay here.
Yeah, you said the word judgment. That is just across everything. That's what I'm hearing now with women in the corporate world, why they don't open their mouth, that, you know, and, you know, and I wonder where it stemmed from, you know, at a very young age, it, you know, how we were so judged, at least me, you know, here in the States, how it was, you know, with other women that I was around, or girls at the time, you know, that I was around, how challenging it was.
Yeah. Yeah. That judgment is huge. And then we find ourselves, so I'll speak for me, find myself so afraid of judgment and being in the judgment that I tend to judge others. You know, right?
We're good at it. We're really good at it.
We're really good. Well, wait a minute.
Yes, I mean, yeah, especially when we're more stressed. You know, when I'm stressed, mm-hmm. I judge myself and I judge others much more. I'm much more judgmental and holes. Noticing the things that have not been done rather than the things that have been done.
That have been done, right. Right, exactly. That's why we start our meetings with the celebration, right? And find it. And you know from doing the group coaching with it, and you may not have them in your group right now, but I know, I think you have. Yes, you have. You worked with Donna. So yeah. So that they start off and you go, well, okay, what's a celebration? I don't have any. There's nothing to celebrate. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Did you wake up this morning? Cool. Was there a roof over your head? No water coming down on you? Were you warm enough? Well, yeah, but wow. Like even if it's just the roof over your head, you got it. Yeah. And there's so many people like that who find that. Like you're going, yeah, my house burned down, but I'm going to build it back. It's going to work out. Okay, this is cool, right? Those people are the ones I want to aspire to be like.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the others, we just gently, we say, wow. What can we find? Let's find something. I want to help your energy. You know, and sometimes getting into the visualization right from the start, like not even asking them to find something, but just like, okay, let's just focus. Let's just get heart-centered. I know you had a busy day. Let's just try to leave that behind. And we're here to help. We're here to support you. So what I want to do is help you get into a state where you can access your healing power. And then we'll go from there. Right? Good.
Yeah.
Is that helpful?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Yeah. And just like this was easy, right? She said yes. They all can be like that. You don't have to follow Bill Barron's script or Charlotte Jacobs' script or my script or anything like that. A script, I hate that word script, right? Just like I hate the word rules. Hate it, right? It's too restrictive. It's guidelines. It's ideas. Wow, Bill said that. I really like that. Oh, he said that. I don't like that. It doesn't suit me. What can I take from that to make it flow? But also not keeping you in your head. I've heard you say this before. I didn't follow my script. No, you don't want to be in your head about it. You want to be in your heart about it. Okay, what do they need to hear next? And the more knowledge you have, the more you can use your intuition. But you can't let go of the intuition. And intuition will not replace knowledge. Knowledge won't replace intuition. But to an extent, intuition won't replace knowledge. Because if you have a feeling about something, but you don't have the words to frame it, right? Then it can't go very far into concrete advice that somebody can walk away with. So it all has to integrate. Good?
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, when's your next appointment with her?
It's going to be April. I've got to get her supplements out to her, and I need to set up the adrenal stress test. She's then going away for 2 weeks, 3 weeks on a cruise. So it'll be end of April.
Okay, good. Thank you. Anybody else? Anybody have some final words that of something you picked up from somebody else's share?
I think it's really interesting that Jane's moving into corporates, and I think it's a direction. If we want to charge more, we have to think about, you know, things, ways to help people to see the monetary value of what we do because of the impact of their ill health on their finances. Yeah.
Yes. I was listening. Now I'm trying to remember who I was listening to or where I was listening to this, but it was someone was saying that they always bring everything back to the financial. If they're working with execs, it was on a coaching call I was on yesterday, and she works with a lot of executive type people. She always bring back to their health. Always bring back to their health. How does it apply? She works with guys and girls, and guys and girls, but guys and women. And she's a naturopath, and she specializes in gut stuff. So she's always talking poop. Always talking poop. And people were saying, well, you know, how do you get the guys? Because it's really most of the women are going after functional health care and all this. How do you get the guys doing it? And so she was giving advice to someone else when I'm working with them. She goes, but I always bring it back to what I know they value, right? Getting ahead in their career. Oh, you know, if you poop more regularly, you're going to feel this way and you're going to be able to, you know, concentrate better and you're going to get a promotion, right? She'll always bring it back to that big piece of it. So with execs, you know, you want to bring it back to them being successful in their career. You want to have an edge on that other person in your office who's vying for the same promotion. If you get this brain back and you get yourself on target and you're looking and feeling your best, you're much more likely to get that promotion. And here's how we can also, you know, coach you into some of the ways to speak and the ways to act and all that. But you bring it, always bring it back. Always bring it back to their bottom line and their job, because that's what they value. Right? Yeah. Cool. Anybody else?
Oh, good. There was so much. I think I offered stuff all throughout the whole thing. Yeah, the monetary thing is big. You know, I went from, you know, $150 an hour to $400.
Whoa.
Yay.
That's on amazing.
Right? You know, but I mean, I am in a company, right? But still, boy, that's going to help the bottom line.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's like setting it out there that like your attraction. Who do you want to attract? Like, yeah, there's people within your niche. You want to help everybody, right? You don't want to just say, I set your fees so high that nobody can afford it. But also, like, how do I attract some of these people who can pay me a lot so that I can support people who can't?
Mm-hmm.
Who can't. And some of the folks in, I can't remember which group it was in, but they were talking about how, yeah, they'd have people coming in and saying, like, they were an executive and they were going to charge them, you know, $150 an hour for whatever their coaching thing was. And they were outraged. And they, so I can't afford that. I just sent my daughter off to college and it's $50,000 a year. How can I afford? And, you know, so there's all this stuff, which is the priority, right? Getting them to value their health as a big piece. Cause there's some people, in fact, this happened with Lisa and I, somebody approached me on Facebook and wanted somebody to do a comprehensive lab analysis thing. And Lisa loves doing those. She's great at those. So I said, Lisa, can you take on somebody? I said, he wants to work with me. I told him I don't, you know, I don't have these cycles to do it. And you probably don't want to pay me what I would charge you if I did. But he said, sure, I'll talk to one of your coaches. So Lisa checked him out, right? And she went and checked his website and he was talking about all the yachts he owns and, you know, he was bragging about his wealth, right? So she offered him a program, like a $1,500, 3 months, he wanted to do three lab tests, whatever. It was like, it was a steal, what she offered him,
yeah.
Right? It was a steal. $1,500 to somebody who's wealthy, like, give me a break, right? Oh, your prices are way too inflated. Like, what? Yeah.
That's what he said?
That's what he said. She said, okay, $1,500, this is what I'll give you for $1,500. Yeah. Yeah.
My experience with BNI, which is Business Networking International, which was started in the States, is very similar. You know, you get these guys bragging about passing £48,000 worth of business to each other for, you know, corporate electrical, whatever. And yet, when I said, and these supplements I've just spent the last hour talking to you about, and I've given you a free consultation for an hour, that would be £35 for those. And they say, how much? £35. I mean, for a month of supplements. And, you know, you just think,
value system is way off.
Yeah. But I also think it's partly the masculine feminine thing that men are used to getting a deal and getting a discount, and they see it as a gain to do that. And we women are very, very uncomfortable with that. I hate asking a fellow woman entrepreneur, but in fact, anybody for a discount.
I would never do that. So, but here's what you do, right? You see that in advance and you go, well, all these supplements I just talked to you about, they're $75. And they go, well, you know, since it's your first visit, I want to get you started. I can do it for 35. Then they think they're getting a deal. Just a thought. Just a thought. It's crazy. I actually had an experience with somebody who was in a coaching program of hers, and she taught people, don't do the one-off visits. Package your stuff. She worked with health coaches and she worked with other kinds of coaches. Don't ever do that one-off stuff. Offer them programs and charge what you're worth. You know, make them big high-end programs, right? So she approaches me to see if I can help her with her health. So I did a free consultation and I made an offer for, it was like at the time, a three-month program for $3,000, right? I said, I can do this and we'll go over this and, you know, and I'll really be there to support you. And she was like, what? $3,000? And it floored me. I'm like, $1,000 a month? Is that how much that other person, because she knew I had really good results with somebody who was, you know, a friend and colleague of hers. Is that how much she paid you? I'm like, yeah. But she worked with you for like a year. She paid you $1,000 a month for a year? I said, yeah. And she was like, well, can't I just do one visit and you can just go over my labs with me? And I'm like, but that's not what you've taught me.
So hypocritical.
That's not how you've taught me to approach my business, right?
Wow.
I was shocked. And this is a person who touts herself as a million-dollar business coach. right? You're making $1 million and you're going to nickel and dime me for 3,000. So it's like, yeah.
She was wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. All right. Well, thank you guys for being here. We'll see you, I know, at least Allison and Annette on Saturday. And if
Yay.
It's just the three of us, we'll have a really grand time. So it'll be more. I haven't seen anybody really respond yet as to who's going to be there and what they want to work on, but I'm sure we'll have more than that. So,
what time yeah. is it on Saturday?
I think it's 11.
11 to 4, I think.
11 to 4, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I have written down, 11 to 4 Central.
If I come in at all late, is that going to be
disruptive? I even have that. If you go to the group, the Facebook group, I have, I will okay. be late. I will pretend partially I'll be late or I'll be coming. I'm just trying to get a sense of how many okay. people to expect. So when we start to divvy out time and work, I'm not caught.
So that's 11 o'clock Central.
Yes, which is 11 plus. Are you changing your clocks yet or are you still on? You're 6 hours later, right? Or five. I think you're five.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you don't change your clocks by then, I have my world clock set up because my.
Yeah, I think it's 4 o'clock. I've been saying it's 4 o'clock because that's 5 hours.
So
difference.
Right now it's 1:13 here and it's
6:18.
So it's 5 hours difference. So 11 in the morning.
Yeah, so it's 4 p.m.
Yeah. in the afternoon. Yeah. 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 Cool.
Thank
I'm
you.
Gonna be in London, right? We're gonna hook up.
Yeah.
Oh.
On your calendar, the 24th.
That's right. End of April. I'm gonna give you a lift from Gatwick to Kingston, and then you can come and stay the night with us if you like in our spare room, both of you.
Oh, that sounds.
And then I can take you back. Is your next flight from Gatwick?
I don't know. Scott will know that probably. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I don't remember. He set it up, and I'm doing I got a speaking gig and in London. Yeah. So then I can write off my whole trip, right? I have to get to London to do the speaking gig. So that's a really cool thing. So Scott's like, well, do we really want to sacrifice a day of our, like, it's a day. It's like a 2-hour flight. Like we go there, we do the talk and then we go back. It's easy, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's going to be kind of cool. And it's
going to be a vacation.
What's that?
Are you actually taking a vacation?
Yeah, we're going to see Eric, my son, who's in Bologna. Yeah. So we fly into Bologna on the 19th, and we actually fly through London, but we don't stop. I think we just do that nonstop thing that you did. We go to London, and then we're going to be with him. And then on the 24th, I'll go do that thing. And he's in school during the week anyway, so it doesn't matter. We'll spend the weekend with him, and then we'll come back and hang out and, you know, find some other places in Italy to play with. And then we're back on the 1st of May or the 30th of yeah. So we're gone for like 11 days. Yeah. So it'll be a vacation. It's not something where I'm going to schedule calls and like, I'm leaving myself open. So this one thing is just this live speaking gig.
Mm-hmm. Good. Good.
Yeah. It's a functional forum group. So it should be cool. It should be cool. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. Haven't seen him since September. Long time.
That'll be fun.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I see how he's grown or matured. And he's been in Prague and now Kiev, where they have appointments set up with diplomats and Congress people and all kinds of, I mean, he's been sending me pictures and I just met this person. We got invited to this diplomat's house for a Thai dinner and we, you know, got to talk to them about the, okay, this is so cool. Because that's their study, their international relations. So they're
set
up to go and just interview executives and, I mean, executives, ambassadors and diplomats and cool stuff like that. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. I got to run. Thank you very much for your time. Yes. Good to see you, ladies.
Thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
Take care.
Bye.
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 Stop it. Where's my stop thing? I can't find my stop in it. It's buried under all these windows. There it goes.
I will see you Saturday.
It's end meeting. It was like all these little windows came up. Okay. See ya. Bye.